Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent. Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It is the Rob Brown Show. It is the Fan Upstate heading into the final hour of broadcasting, ladies and gentlemen. Rob Brown, the great one, Lonzo, and you. It is Tuesday, continuing to react to this weekend's football contest, and we will continue to do so, but I am going to take just a moment out of your very busy schedules to talk Atlanta Braves baseball, because the Braves, the team that had the highest expected win total coming into this season, aren't going to the playoffs. I mean, there's still 19-ish games left to play on the docket for just about everybody. And yes, there's a lot of baseball left to be played. Nah, 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 nah. The Braves are now out of a playoff position. The New York Mets won their game over the Toronto Blue Jays last night. The Atlanta Braves lost a makeup game. They had to play against the Cincinnati Reds. Those two teams flip-flopped position. Atlanta now in the first out position. The New York Mets have claimed the last in position in terms of the wild card race. The Philadelphia Phillies, of course, still hang on to the NL East. The LA Dodgers hang on to the NL West. And that's where we stand as of right now. I don't know what to tell you. This year was, and I think I can say was, because I at this point I'm willing to say, yeah, you're cooked if you're Atlanta. You're cooked because while you do have a two-game set coming up against the Washington Nationals, and not only do you have a two-game set, but you got your best two pitchers, Reynaldo Lopez and Max Fried, going in the next 2 days. The bad news is after that, a four-game set against the Dodgers, Schwellenbach, Sale, Morton, and Lopez. Then a three-game set against the Reds. Now, the Reds aren't the best team out there, but the Reds just have had the Braves' number, including a 1-0 loss last night where Charlie Morton took the L despite surrendering only one run and K-ing seven through 6.5 innings last night. So you got your best two. You should win the next two. And maybe if you're very lucky, you'll get a little bit of help from the Blue Jays. The Mets are in the midst of a series with Toronto. They have two games remaining. They won last night 3-2. They are on the road at Toronto tonight and tomorrow as well. Then they have a three-game series against the Phillies, a three-game series against the Nationals, a four-game series at home against the Phillies. The Bravos will host the Mets for three games in late September. And then the Brewers will host the Mets for a three-game series to wrap up the season. The Bravos, on the other hand, as we mentioned, two against the Nats, four against the Dodgers. They are at home at Turner Field. That's the good news. Three on the road at Cincinnati, three on the road at Miami. Then you're back home for the final six games, three of them against the Mets, three of them against the Kansas City Royals. Of course, Kansas City, second place in the AL Central. They are 79-66 as it stands right now. The Royals are the second American League wild card team. So you don't exactly have an easy go of it if you are the Atlanta Braves through the rest of the year. The Reds have had your number. The Marlins, you should be able to sweep that team. But realistically speaking, in Miami, I'd be happy with two out of the three. You may very well have to sweep the Mets. I mean, you may very well have to sweep the Mets in order to get yourself in. And again, I do think it is important to get yourself in. And I think it's important to get yourself in because your issue's been injuries, right? Michael Harris II missed a lot of time. Sean Murphy missed a lot of time. Austin Riley's missing time right now. Austin Riley would likely, be back in time for the playoffs if the Braves were able to sneak in at the buzzer. There is no guarantee that that will be the case, but if they are, you might be able to get Austin Riley back. The only guys that did not miss time, and I know we've talked about this many, many times, the only guys that did not miss time were Matt Olson, who was not the same guy this year, right? Dude who led Major League Baseball last year in home runs, led Major League Baseball last year in RBIs, this year has been floating around the top of the league in terms of strikeouts. Now, Matt Olson has gotten better as the season went on. Around the All-Star break, he was sitting somewhere around 1-2-3 in Ks. Now he's tied for 12th in Ks with 155 on the season. Also, by the way, exact same number as Marcelo Zuna. These two guys have basically been boom or bust. They've got games where they go out there and they send one into low Earth orbit. They've got other games where they go 0-for-4 with 3 Ks and a ground out. That's the problem. You pair that with a series of injuries. That is, that, you know, Ronald Acuna Jr.'s out. You know, Spencer Strider went down with the elbow injury. And again, everybody else in that lineup that was expected to be good has been banged up. Travis d'Arnaud banged up. Ozzie Albies banged up. Orlando Arcia banged up. Austin Riley banged up right now. Kelenic missed some time. Duvall missed some time. Ronnie Jr. is out. You got a bunch of guys that are banged. You've had a lot of your pitchers that have missed dramatic amounts of time. This is a weird spot to be in. Because you came in, I think, with expectations of a World Series. And again, I don't think it is. I think you came in with expectations of a World Series similar to, you know, Lonzo, is it fair to say the Chiefs have expectations of a Super Bowl repeat this year?
I would say yes.
Yeah. And I don't think anybody would look at Kansas City fans right now and go, oh, you guys are arrogant sons of guns having World Series expectations. Of course they do. Of course they do. They just did it, and they've got all the talent necessary to do it again. I don't think it's crazy for the Braves to have come into this year with the highest win total over under number in Major League Baseball to say the World Series is the expectation. It's not to say you're going to win it. Just that you know you can. And instead, the Braves aren't even going to make a wild card spot. Braves aren't even going to be in the playoffs. Because again, I'm not saying it's impossible, especially considering the Mets have seven games against the Phillies, and the Phillies have kind of started to throttle up as they head toward the playoffs. The Phillies are 7-3 in the last 10. They did lose yesterday, but they are back in the mix now. And I'll even go one step further in case you care about this number. I don't know that I do, to be honest with you. ESPN's playoff percentage calculator has the New York Mets with a 59.5% chance to make the playoffs and the Atlanta Braves with a 62% chance to make the playoffs. ESPN's playoff probability calculator gives the Braves a better chance to make the postseason than the Mets, who are currently a full game up on them in the wild card right now. And I think a lot of that has to do with scheduling. I think a lot of that has to do with the injuries that the Braves will, hopefully, get rid of, get over when the stretch comes here. The problem is, if you're Atlanta, you were looking at, was that 5, 8, 12, 15. You got 18 games left in a two-horse race between you and the Mets. Because I do not think that either one of these teams is chasing down San Diego. Although the Padres are on a two-game losing streak, they are now just a half game up on the Diamondbacks for the first wild card spot. The Diamondbacks, one game up on the Mets, two games up on the Braves. All four of these teams, because I think even with the hot streak that they've been on, I do not think the Cubs have enough time to run down a four-game disadvantage to get to Atlanta, a five-game disadvantage to get to New York. I think they're out of time. I think they took probably 2 weeks too long. The four teams in contention for the three wild card spots, the Padres, Diamondbacks, Mets, and Braves, they're all within 2.5 games of each other. So it is not impossible. And Atlanta probably has, in terms of winning percentage of opponents, one of the easier rides through the final 18 games of the season of the four teams that are in a playoff position for the National League right now. And if you can get back Austin Riley, if you can get back your entire middle infield and get them back up to full speed, if you don't have to sub in guys that you don't want to be subbing in, then I think you got a shot. But when I got Luke Williams playing second base, you're in trouble. When I got Jorge Soler, and don't get me wrong, love Soler. I'll never forget the World Series Game 6 home run. It might be my favorite home run I've ever watched. I in wrestling we have a term called a couch pop. I couch popped. Okay? That's where a wrestler makes his entrance or does something so cool in a match that even if you were at home by yourself sitting on the couch, you go, "Oh yeah!" I couch popped for Soler's bomb. That was 2021. It's 2024. It's been a long time. Okay? He ain't the same guy. So when I'm rolling out Gio Urshela at third base, this is a cat who, for the record, has been more than serviceable during his time in Atlanta. But he's also a guy who got DFA'd by the Detroit Tigers. Okay? By the Detroit Tigers. He wasn't good enough to get a spot for the Detroit Tigers. And if you're keeping track of that, that's a team that's two games over 500, but nine back of their division and is in no way, shape, or form a threat to make a wild card spot in the American League. I mean, I guess they are. They're three games out of the third spot, but they're trying to run down the Twins, Royals, and Orioles. I don't see Detroit getting in. I mean, I guess they're sneaky there. There are three teams, all with the 73-71 record, Detroit, Boston, and Seattle. Seattle's the most disappointing team in baseball this year because at least the Braves have the, I don't want to say excuse, reason. The Braves have the reason of being arguably the most injured team in baseball this year. The Braves have lost more quality starts from quality starters to injury than anybody else in baseball. The Dodgers missed a bunch for sure. The Phillies missed a handful. But as far as National League teams go specifically, the Braves have had more impactful starts lost to injury than anybody else. So I'm going to say they've been banged up enough that it's a reason. I heard a guy talking Braves the other day on one of the national networks. And he was busting up Atlanta. And he said something to the tune of, next man up, Braves. You can't convince me that you're supposed to be the elite club in the National League if you can't overcome a couple of injuries. Next man up. Well, as you've heard me say, if you've listened to the show for more than like 30 minutes, next man up is not a cliche I get down with. I can't stand it, as a matter of fact. And I can't stand it for one reason and one reason alone. The next man up is the next man up because he's not as good as the man that is up. Right? The starter's the starter for a reason. And if you lose a starter, sure, next man up. But when you are losing four, five, six, seven starters for lengths of time, months at a time, weeks at a time, yeah, the next man up philosophy basically means you're asking multiple guys who aren't starters to step up and get there. Now, there are some teams that are good enough to do that because the guys they got are so damn good that they beat out guys that would be starters on other teams. That's not the Braves. They're a good team. They're a real good team. In fact, 1 through 9, I would argue, when fully healthy, I think the Atlanta Braves, and I said this going into the season, and I'll say it again now, I think 1 through 9, if the Braves are fully healthy, the Braves have the best offensive lineup in baseball. The problem is they've had to shift their lineup up and down, left and right, back and forth so many times this season that there is no one who's been in a spot long enough to get comfortable, consistent, quality at-bats in at their spot in the lineup. And when you stack that and then another and then another and then another and then another on top of it, what do you expect? How do you expect consistency? You shouldn't. You can't. And that's the season. So, I am not saying the Braves are cooked. I'm not saying the Braves are done. I'm not saying the Braves are out. Like I said, the good news is the Mets have a much tougher road ahead of them to end the season for the final 18 games. 2 more against Toronto, 3 against Philly on the road, all of those on the road. 3 back home against Washington, 4 back home against Philly. Then they're on the road in Atlanta on the 24th, 25th, 26th, and on the road at Milwaukee for the 27th, 28th, and 29th. That is a Milwaukee team that is your NL Central Division champs. Shane asked if the Cubs are out of the Central. Yes, you got 8.5 games of deficit in the hold of Milwaukee. You're not making up 8.5 games against the Brewers in 18 games. No, it's not possible. Okay, unless the Milwaukee Brewers just have the most cataclysmic collapse of all time, the Cubs are cooked. The Brewers have run away with that division. They're 82-61. That's a tough road trip, a tough 6-game road swing to end the year for the New York Mets. And that includes 7 against the Phillies, 3 on the road, 4 at home. The Mets have a much more difficult end of the season than Atlanta. Can Atlanta get it right? Can Atlanta get it right when they've got the Reds, who, as I've mentioned, have been a bugaboo? Can they get it right when they have 4 against the Dodgers? Can they get it right when they end the season at home 3 against the Royals? And can they get it right on the 24th, 25th, and 26th when they host the Mets? If they can take 2 out of the 3, there's a very good chance you win the division. If they can sweep the Mets at home 3 out of 3, you'll win the division. I can't expect that they will. I've got no reason to expect that they will. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back here in just a minute. Let's take a look back at some of the questions and answers that got asked and discussed around the NFL after week number 1. I'll give you my thoughts next. Rob Lonzo and you on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number 1. Horse track pick number 1.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Is that 1-1? 1-1 on a Tuesday? Did you have one yesterday? I don't remember.
I'm sure I did.
It was a long time ago. Long, long time ago. Many moons ago. All right, well, we'll say 1-1. I think it's 1-1. Anyway, NFL Week 1 in the books as of last night's Monday night football game. Some questions that I think need to be answered. Let's start with this one. Lonzo and I have been having this debate all off season long. Great one. I feel like we know the answers that both of us are going to lean into. We are going to find out, but I think it's a fair question to ask. Justin Fields do enough against Atlanta to officially name him QB1? Do you believe in the phrase quarterbacks can't lose their job to injury?
Not one field goal, not two field goals, not three,
not one,
four, not five, six field goals. I don't need to say anything else.
My man led the Steelers to six field goals.
And who did they beat? The vaunted Atlanta team that was supposed to win the NFC South.
They were. May still be. Because remember, as we talked about, and this is something that goes even against teams I don't like, Atlanta didn't play their starters in the preseason either.
I just want to say, someone standing on the sidelines looked like he could play.
He was the emergency third quarterback.
Uh-huh.
If you were talking about Russ and letting him cook.
Sure he was.
I did get the thing that came through when it was like Russell being inactive but standing on the sideline in full gear is the most on-brand Russell Wilson thing ever. But then I remembered and I went and checked. Teams are carrying a third emergency quarterback who may not check into the game unless both of the first two quarterbacks leave the game. So if you dress Russ as the third quarterback and down goes JF, you can't put Russell in there. You got to go with your number two. If he goes down, then you can add Russ. He gets a pass on that.
All right, put the fact that you were wrong aside, because Justin Fields did start.
But not
the first. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It does. I was it right. I was right. I won that. So put all that aside. Would you bench a guy who just won the game for you?
Yes. Yes. I am.
So you can't put that aside, really? Okay.
Yes, and here's why.
I don't think he'll bench him.
Here's why. He looked fine. That's it. He looked fine. Did he come in there and blow you away with his 156 passing yards and QBR of 42? No, he looked fine.
Here's what Tomlin does. Man, Russ, you look like you're still hurting. Why don't you take another week? I want to make sure you're 100%. You're my guy. You are my guy, but I want my guy at 100% before I get him back in there. So just take another week off.
I mean, we'll see. You may not be wrong.
I might even elevate you to number two.
You may not be wrong. The Steelers are on the road at the Broncos this week after what we saw out of Bo Nix, Captain Checkdown, this weekend. Honestly, That might not be the worst play.
Oh, wait a minute. So I didn't even think about that. So hey, Russ, you know, they got some stuff against you over there. I'm afraid for your life. I don't want you to get hurt. So we're just going to leave Justin out there. So these guys who feel like they wasted a lot of money on you, so they don't come out, and they know you really well, and the defense does. So we'll just leave you on the bench, and we'll get you back in, we'll say, next week, maybe the week after.
Pittsburgh the week after. Denver on the road, by the way, back home for the LA Superchargers on the 22nd, then on the road at the Colts. Both should be winnable
games. Wait. So we can't put you in there against the Chargers because your old coach cheated and got out of college football, just like the Chargers coach cheated and got out of college football. And by association, that makes us look bad. So you just rehab one more week.
I very much appreciate the work here from the great Melonzo.
Oh, I can find a reason for every single week.
I have no doubt. Yes, I am a believer that a quarterback. Scratch that. Let me rephrase that. I am not a believer that a quarterback cannot lose his job to an injury. Right. That's been an NFL thing. That's been a football thing for a very long time.
Tyrod Taylor.
Bingo. If your QB goes down to an injury and did not play poorly to lose his job, you go back to the well and allow him to keep that job moving forward. I actually do not subscribe to that theory. I think, however, if your quarterback goes down to injury in order to lose his job, I got to see something really special out of the next guy. I got to see something so special that even the starting QB goes, yeah, I get it. I got to see something so special that when I call QB1 of the office and go, I know you got hurt, but you're QB2, QB1 goes, yeah, I got it. Understand. I told you guys in the past, I love it here. I'm not going anywhere unless I get a job offer that is so good that I slide it across the table and everyone I work for goes, damn. Congrats, big fella. We'll see you on the Nat Waves. Like, cool. All right. I'm not gonna say never. I'm just gonna say somebody's gonna have to give me the bag to get me up out of the upstate of South Carolina. I'm sorry, most of you. I really like it here. All right. That's kind of the performance. And 17 of 23 for 156, no touchdowns, and a 42.6 QBR is not enough for JF to keep the job. I will say this, they make a lot of mistakes, right? One winging it into double coverage. I honestly think, though, he did a relatively good, not perfect, but relatively good job of not taking it all, of not taking off just because wide receiver one was unavailable. That was his problem with the Bears. Drop back, QB1, wide receiver one, he's not there, I'm gone. However, he did run the ball 14 times. And I would say maybe four of those were designed that way. Maybe four of those were intentional runs. The other 10 were, I got nobody open and I can go. I don't have a problem with the mobile quarterback going through his progression, seeing nobody, and then going. But I can't have him do it as option number one. And I do think he had a couple of moments where he did. I also think he had a couple of moments where he did not. So I think Justin Fields was okay. I think it was okay. Not enough to supplant.
I believe it's supplant.
It is supplant. Okay. Supplant. Yeah. I did it. Good job, me. Pat on the back. Not enough to supplant Russell.
Is a ficus that was knighted by the King Charles.
Or the very prestigious lead singer of Led Zeppelin. Either way.
Good one.
Thanks. The brain was spinning in circles on that one. All right. Here's another NFL question for you. Flip side. Let's do another quarterback. Is Michael Penix Jr. taking over for Kirk Cousins at some point this year? And let's say not because of injury, because of play. To me, the answer is yes. Sorry. The answer is yes. What did you see out of Kirk Cousins this weekend? Because the answer to me was nothing that impressed me at all. Not even a little.
Saw a guy coming back from injury.
Sure.
Who had no play during the preseason.
Absolutely.
Who's going to take a couple games to get into whatever form he is. So check with me game 3.
That's totally fine. And just so we're clear, This is not me saying next week. This is not me saying now. This is me saying down the line. Because, and this is where I am concerned with Bryce Young. Same with Kirk Cousins. It's one thing to look bad in week one. It's another thing to look like a total bust in week one, right? That the fear for Panther fans, totally justifiable. Because what redeeming quality was there for Bryce Young? I'll give you one, the touchdown run. I don't think he panicked. I think he read the lane. I think he saw the lane. I think he attacked the lane. And I think he laid out. Okay? That he saw the field. And I will give him this. Even if he didn't make the throws, which is, and I've been around the game, I know ball. Did you know that like 85% of quarterbacking is being able to throw the ball well? Did you know that? You're welcome.
Unless you count pop passes.
Even then, you still got to put it where it goes. Like 80% of quarterbacking is being able to throw the ball and put it where it needs to be. All right? I actually believe Bryce Young saw the field well. I think he saw his receivers. I think he saw guys coming open. He just missed the throw. Is that correctable? I don't know. We're going to find out. That's what Dave Canales is supposed to be here for, to correct that. He saw the field well. I don't know that Kirk Cousins saw the field that well. And my fear coming into the season for Atlanta fans, my fear coming into the season was Kirk Cousins didn't look good in Minnesota because Kirk Cousins is a top-notch quarterback. My fear is Kirk Cousins looked good in Minnesota because he had like a really, really good set of skill position players. Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison. I think he had a real good TJ Hawkinson at tight end last year. I think he had a phenomenal set of skill position players around him, and I think that elevated his game. I kind of put him in the Brock Purdy sphere. Brock Purdy to me is not a great quarterback. We saw it last night. Was Brock Purdy great last night? No. You know what he was? Good enough for Debo and Kittle and Ayuk with the, and by the way, dropped a touchdown. A pass that was overthrown to Brandon Ayuk, just so we're clear. Yeah, Ayuk still needed to catch it, but overthrown. He's a good quarterback that'll get carried by great players like Kirk Cousins. Is Atlanta a team you feel is made up of great players? The answer to me so far is no. All right, let's keep reacting to NFL Week 1. Maybe we'll get some college talk in here and more. Final segment of the show is next on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. So I think it is important when someone is getting criticism to make sure that that criticism is A, justified, and B, credible. Not incredible, just regular credible. It's important. There was a story going around on Monday, and it is a story that you will notice that did not come to the airwaves here on this station. And it is not because I was made or I was not aware of the story. It was because it felt to me like I really needed to make sure the story was true before we brought it to the airwaves. And that story, the story that was going around early this week was that Deion Sanders had asked the University of Colorado to not have the band play the Colorado fight song, a.k.a., what's the name of their song? Glory, Glory, Colorado, which I assume is similar to Glory, Glory, to Old Georgia. I don't know. But the story was that Deion had asked the school to ask the band not to play the Colorado fight song after touchdowns, dot, 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 that were scored by his son, Shador Sanders. The story was that Deion had asked for the band not to play the fight song so that Shador's rap song could play over the speakers instead.
Have you heard it? Is it any good?
I have not heard it. I have no idea. Might be, might not be. No idea. So I think it's I'm curious. Okay, now It turns out the story's not true. At least not entirely. According to the University of Colorado, who released a statement yesterday, quote, "This is not true. Nobody ever asked the band to refrain from playing the fight song. After a touchdown, the band plays Glory, Glory, Colorado. And after a point after touchdown, the band plays Fight CU, as has been standard practice for years." Which I would like to be the end of the statement. But it's not. But it's not. The statement goes on to say, quote, "When Shador Sanders scores, the band will wait a moment for a small snippet of Shador's song to play before immediately kicking into Glory, Glory, Colorado." Now, this got triggered because in the game against North Dakota State University in week one, that's what happened. Everybody went, okay, I'm in a Shador song. So, apparently, we do not know if Deion Sanders was involved in this decision or not. Maybe he is, maybe he's not. I'm intrigued. But what we do know is that Shador scores a tutty at home for the Buffs. And instead of, and I'm using the word for the statement, instead of, quote, immediately kicking into Glory, Glory, Colorado, the band doesn't play so that Shador's rap song can go over the speakers. Now, I'm actually going to defend Colorado and Deion about this here for just a minute. Here's the thing. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the era of name, image, and likeness. NIL is arguably the most important thing that any college football program has going for it. Why? Because there are two groups of kids that you can attract. You can attract kids who want to be at your school for money, and you can attract kids who just want to be at your school for whatever other reason. They grew up a fan of your school, their parents went to your school has the best blank school of all schools, journalism school, business school, secondary education school, whatever. There's a bunch of reasons that a lot of different people want to be at your school, and you can take advantage of that. And then there's a lot of people out there who want to be at your school because they gonna get the bag. All right? They're gonna get the bag. Now, as we have talked about, balancing between the people who want to be in your school and the people who want the bag from your school, and balancing between recruiting old school style and the transfer portal, the best coaches are gonna be able to balance somewhere in the middle. And as much as I would like to say schools should place their traditions as front and foremost as they can. Remember, last week, I also went after Florida State because Florida State does not play this season. They do not play the tomahawk chop during third downs anymore. I used to cover that school for a very long time. It's third down. And the fans went full throat. It was phenomenal. One of my favorite games ever that I was fortunate to go to. A buddy of mine had an extra ticket. Florida State hosted Oklahoma back in the Jimbo Fisher era, right at the beginning of it, if I recall correctly. I think it was Jimbo Fisher. That's the most ridiculous college football environment I've ever been around. Tallahassee, Florida was on a different level that night. And every time Oklahoma had third down, that tomahawk chop rang out and you had almost 80,000 people doing it. It was unbelievable. But Florida State has done away with that on third down at the request of the football team. Football team asked the athletic department to ask the band not to do it. The band agreed, said, fine, we won't play your DJ music. I hate that. That makes me sick. All right. I despise it, just like I would despise it if we ever got a point where the football team said, hey, instead of coming out to Sandstorm, Gamecock Athletic Department, could we come out to literally anything else? It would make me sick. But part of, and this is where you as a fan get to draw a line, this is where your school gets to draw a line, part of what you get to have to figure out is the balance between keeping the traditions and the history and all that of your program alive and placating football players, right? Colorado And granted, it's Shador. It's the coach's son. So whether or not Deion's involved or not, doesn't matter. Everything that happens around Shador is going to happen through the prism of that's Prime's boy. That's Deion's kid, right? But think about it. What if it's not Shador? What if Shador wasn't Shador Sanders? What if he was Shador Johnson? Shador Smith? Shador Reitzel? What if he was anything else, right? He wasn't Deion's kid. But
that last one was very obscure.
It was. It was. If Shador was anybody else, but he was still Shador the football player, one who, yeah, I got questions about his mental fortitude. You know what I don't have questions about? His physical capability. He's pretty spectacular. Okay? Very good player. Probably a first-round draft pick. Pretty good. If that's the best quarterback that the University of Colorado had come through, In Lonzo, top of your head, can you name me another University of Colorado quarterback? Because I can't.
Not the top of my head or the bottom of my head, no.
No part of his head. I'm looking right now. Cordell Stewart.
Okay.
That's about it. Joel Klatt apparently was a quarterback there. Didn't know that. Cody Hawkins was quite. I think, wasn't Cody Hawkins the one that had like 1,000 billion yards passing at Colorado?
Oh, so he's not the WWE guy who never won? Oh, that was Kurt Hawkins.
That was Kurt Hawkins.
Okay. Yeah.
Point is, I don't know. Point is, Shador Sanders is probably the best quarterback ever to come through Colorado. And if you're trying to attract more Shador Sanderses to come there and they have eyes on a music career, they have eyes on a rap career. Isn't telling a kid, hey, man, you come here, every time you put the pigskin into the end zone, we'll play your rap song in front of 77,000 people. Are you telling me that if a kid's got eyes on a music career after football's over, that's not tantalizing to him? Of course it is. That your song becomes a de facto fight song for this university for as long as you're there, that is remarkable. That is a remarkable way to take advantage of the amount of publicity that you can offer a kid. So I'm actually going to defend Deion here, because even if it doesn't help you with Shador, it could help you with the next guy. The next guy that goes, I want to be a D1 football quarterback and I want to be a rapper when I'm done, or a country music superstar. You go to Texas, score a touchdown, and then you got, I just scored a touchdown for the Longhorns. My mama going to be proud of me.
By the way, Chris, and I'm not feeling well, so I would have corrected you earlier. Gamecocks do not run out to
say. I didn't say run out.
Yeah, you did.
They run out to 2021 Space Odyssey, I know, or 2001 Space Odyssey. I'm aware. I've been there. It's what I'm walking out to for my reception. We're coming out to Space Odyssey. I'm aware. The hype, the bounce, whatever. You know what I meant. You know what I meant. All right? Point here is, If South Carolina could get a 5-star blue chipper future of the franchise, and he said, but here's the deal, I want my fight, so I want my rap song played after touchdowns, is that worth it to you to get that kid to come play for you?
I don't know if they have a studio in their facility. They probably do, though.
They do at Clemson. I've seen it. It's very nice.
They're doing a lot of places now. All right, the first thing is Exon is Tom Holland.
Tom Holland Exing, Spider-Man Exing. I'm assuming it has some connection to do with Spider-Man news. I believe I read the other day that the next installment of Spider-Man may not be an installment of Spider-Man, but actually more directly connected to the rest of the MCU, potentially with him being the one that is the primary face when Robert Downey Jr. makes his showing as Doctor Doom.
All right, the major reason why he's Exing, as far as I can tell, is people believe they're already filming it.
Okay.
Especially on TikTok, they believe it, because he's been caught in places where he normally wouldn't be, and looks like he might be filming something as Peter Parker.
Okay. Okay.
I just don't think they could secretly film that.
Yeah, but that's a big ask.
But you never know.
That's a big ask, for all sure. Right.
The next thing that's Xing is Kevin Nash.
I did see why Kevin Nash is trending. Apparently, he got in, I don't want to say got into it, but kind of got into it. Got into it a little bit with Logan Paul, basically saying, you're not one of the guys. You're off there making $100 million a year from WWE to show up and do some one-offs here and there. You're not one of the boys. You don't understand it. And I got to tell you right now, as much as I love Big Daddy Cool back in the day and as talented of a wrestler as Logan Paul is, bad guy, can they both lose this feud?
First of all, finger poke of doom. Just be quiet.
That's very fair.
Come on, just stop it.
That's very, very fair, to be honest.
All right, the next thing that's axing is Jameis Winston.
Okay, so Deshaun Watson, we should have gotten to this in the show, but it is what it is. I don't really know what to say to it. There's really only one thing to know about the Deshaun Watson situation. Another allegation of sexual assault from his time with the Texans, this one back in 2020. A woman said that he invited her out to dinner. She said she didn't want to go in public with him. It's too visible. She invited him to the apartment for dinner. He showed up while she was getting ready. He got, allegedly, naked on the bed, demanded a massage. She gave him a back rub when he didn't ask for that, flipped over, asked for other favors, and then sexually assaulted her, according to the story in the lawsuit. Now, here's the big part of that story. If this was known at the time, if this coming forward was a possibility and Deshaun and his camp knew about it and did not disclose it to the Browns, that would give the Browns a way to terminate Deshaun Watson's contract without any dead money, meaning that they could go find a new quarterback, but obviously that would mean that Jameis Winston, the current backup for the Cleveland Browns, would end up being the starter. And there are people already, just because of how bad Deshaun was this weekend, already people clamoring for Jameis to get the start next week for Cleveland.
Yep, that's why he's Xing. And finally, Bill Goldberg is Xing.
Goldberg. I have not watched Raw, but I believe it has something to do with Bret the Hitman Hart being an enormous smartass last night.
Oh, no, it has to do with friend of the show, Gunther.
Oh,
saying his second favorite wrestler is Goldberg.
But he said it to Hitman?
Yes.
Phenomenal. Phenomenal.
I haven't seen it. I saw the clip, but I didn't get to watch Raw either because I was watching football. I'll watch it later.
Same here. Texture said, Stewart over Sanders. The music is the type of stuff that Dabo is avoiding. Just saying, if Clemson wins the ACC and makes the college football playoff, I will have to reevaluate my opinion of how Clemson handles NIL and the transfer portal. That's from Spartanburg Jay. We'll address that tomorrow. Jay, I like that take. Y'all have a great rest of your day. Don't drink and drive. I'll punch you in the face. We'll see you back here tomorrow to do it all over again, but better on The Rob Brown Show and The Fan Upstate. Later!
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com.
Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.